Google Trends, it says here, an analysis of Google Trends has identified the most commonly misspelled words in each state from March 2020 to this year, March 2021, an entire year. It says here, AT&T experts, an internet and phone service vendor, analyzed the Google Trends to identify the most common searches, beginning with how to spell. That's how, you know, so everyone who's searching, you know, how do you spell whatever word. And the data reveals, shouldn't be surprised, that the number one most searched spelling word, in fact, it was the most searched word in Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, Oregon, Tennessee, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, was quarantine.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that was the word. And it says here that the analysis found that the most common misspelling, because people were putting in, you know, how to spell, and they were saying how to spell corn-teen.
Corn-teen.
Two words. Corn-teen.
Corn-teen, yes.
But okay. They were searching, AT&T analysis finds that they were actually looking for the word quarantine. 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 So quarantine was number one. We should not be surprised by that, I guess, being the number one word, especially when the number two word, including in the state of Michigan and Illinois and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Vermont and West Virginia, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. How can you get that wrong?
Well, I don't know if there's a breakdown of the data, but you wonder if, take a word like coronavirus.
Maybe use a K instead of a C?
Well, could be, or maybe an extra A instead of an O. I don't know. Hmm. But would that have been a word that maybe, again, this is March to March. Maybe March, April, May, June, the first few months, that was a spelled word. And by the time we got to July or
that
August,
could be.
Everyone knew how to spell.
Yeah,
spell
could be, yeah.
Doesn't say. I'm just wondering if that might have been the. So those are the top two words from the AT&T experts, again, of analysis of Google Trends. Other words making the list. Again, this is analysis for each state from Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, New Mexico, Ohio, and Virginia. The word favorite.
Favorite.
How could they get that wrong?
I don't know. But that's apparently, it doesn't say what they were searching for. It just says the word favorite was the most searched word in those states.
And people, they're asking how to...
Yeah, how to spell,
favorite. I see.
Favorite.
Well, maybe some think that you put a U in there, like the
or there's
Brits
no,
do.
Or there's no O.
There you go. Yeah, maybe it's just favorite.
Favorite.
No E on the end, just favorite. Favorite.
Yeah,
I don't
there
know.
You go.
This next one confounds me. It's from Alabama, Arizona, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Says here the word witch, W-H-I-C-H. were they searching out the word witch, W-I-T-C-H, trying to find witch? Which word is the worst? Apparently, for those states, it's witch.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's... gets worse.
Oh, no.
Again, this is AT&T experts analyzing Google Trends, how to spell. Hawaii, Mississippi, Montana... The top word being misspelled or searched out to spell was every.
Every.
As in every day, as in every. Everyone. Every.
Hmm.
That was the word, okay?
So they leave out the second E.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. Just every. Nebraska, both North and South Dakota. Must be a proximity issue. I don't know. Searched out the word believe.
Ah.
Believe.
I believe I don't understand that.
Yeah, right.
Believe. Okay. This is New Hampshire, New York, and Utah. The word definitely. That one I tell you sometimes. I admittedly screw up. I always forget. I think it's like I want to put an E somewhere, but there should be another I.
Sometimes. I think it's better with newer programs, but for many, many years, if you had some kind of Microsoft Word program, and you did not spell, you didn't really go back and read what you wrote, sometimes definitely would spell out defiantly. So there were many times my wife, when she'd be grading papers, she'd say, oh, no.
Defiantly.
Defiantly instead of definitely.
Taking on authority, huh? From California and Rhode Island, the word separate.
Yeah.
Separate. Most people probably put in the S-E-P-E.
Yeah, instead of A.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I learned how to spell that by remembering that there's a rat in separate.
Hey. There you go.
S-E-P-A-R-A-T. All right, there's a rat and separate. Let's see. Words appearing only once on the list. From Alaska, the word 80. Like the number 80?
Why are people typing in 80?
I don't know.
They don't either. All right.
In Arkansas, the word receive, I before E, except after C.
Yes, right.
And then you go, the rule. Well, yeah, but then they taught you that, and then you would go to science class.
Yes. And then that was the worst. Yes. Mm-hmm. There was always those exceptions that made you go, but.
Right.
That's not, yeah. In Delaware, the word government apparently was being spelled wrong. Now, this is weird now. They say an analysis of the states. Maybe they're thinking of the future, perhaps, because they list Washington, D.C. in here. The word succeed.
How can you get that wrong?
Searched for, well, in Washington, D.C., they get a lot of things wrong.
So yeah.
In Florida, the word pharaoh. Why they were searching up the word pharaoh? I don't know.
Is that is in the Egyptian or is that in the pigs?
Oh, no, no.
Pharaoh.
No, F-A-R-R-O-W.
Pharaoh.
It's
okay,
in the
okay.
Egyptian, yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, why were, well, don't ask what happened in Florida, just it's Florida.
I don't
know,
that's what it says.
Know.
Again, this is an AT&T expert, Google Trend. I'm just passing along the information. I'm not. In Idaho, the word peace, as in P-I-E-C-E, not P-E-A-C-E. I don't know. Kansas had a problem with the word multiplication.
Yeah, well,
too many syllables, apparently. I don't know. In Maine, the word watch, as in like wrist watch or I am watch, you know, I watch you, I don't know.
All right.
North Carolina, they had a problem with the word exercise.
Well, okay. I do too, but not spelling it.
In Texas, of all places in Texas, the word confident. I would think Texans were confident.
Yeah,
they're a pretty bold
so.
Bunch down there, but the word confident.
Well, they're confident they can't spell.
Yes. There you go. Like I said, from AT&T experts to Google Trends data analysis of how to spell each state the top words.
Yeah, the worst one I see around here may not be a misspelling, but misuse. There.
Oh,
as
yeah.
in there and they are there. So I see them all interjected and swapped about and improperly used all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You have it there. You have the T-H-E-R-E, the T-H-E-I-R-E, the there. Oh, yeah. Well, there is your list.
And that's not T-H-E-I-R either.
No. Take it for what it's worth from AT&T experts and Google Trends. I love, though, the top two words were quarantine and coronavirus.